It is a celebration this morning throughout the mainstream media. They are embracing each other in passionate woke hugs. For a moment, they have forgotten about the threat of climate change as the gas grills are filling the air with toxic chemicals, as the woke wiener is being grilled to perfection. In true media fashion, they are taking credit for something that they had a minimal, and Casey means minimal, part in building. What's so ironic about this? The same media that is celebrating the success of women's college basketball, it's the same media that is actively trying to destroy it. If you were to believe the headlines in the mainstream media this morning, you would think that women's college basketball is more popular than the real March Madness. Headline at the Wall Street Journal: women beat men in finals ratings, but they received 99% less TV money. You knew. You just knew. The media could not have a proper celebration without turning these young women into the ultimate victims. Again, though, the irony here, the media, they are victimizing women's college basketball while actively trying to destroy it by advocating for 7-foot Sam, who has more hair on his face than some of these women have on their head. The media, they are advocating for 7-foot Sam to be allowed to compete in women's college basketball. With the stamp of approval from Dawn Staley, who knows how soon this could actually happen? Maybe Dawn Staley is already recruiting her first transgender woman. Oh, I'm so excited. I have a post-pubescent recruit from Atlanta who is taller than Andre the Giant. Once we get that beard shaved and complete gender-affirming care, this former man will dominate women's college basketball. Headline at the Hollywood Reporter: men's final falls short of women's title game for the first time ever. We have finally conquered toxic masculinity. We have finally conquered misogyny. Toxically masculine men are finally giving women a real chance. Some of these men are going the extra mile and they are becoming women themselves. Woohoo! Yes, yes, yes. Once again, the mainstream media is giving us the partial truth. Once again, the media is serving us the shit sandwich. Since yesterday afternoon, I have noticed a couple of things that the mainstream media is conveniently leaving out when comparing ratings between men's and women's college basketball. Number one, I've noticed that they are not comparing their ratings for the entire tournament. I wonder why. The media, they are only comparing ratings for the national championship. Number two, I have yet to see one mainstream media outlet compare ratings from the regular season. If women's college basketball has surpassed the men in popularity, they should have no problem beating them in the regular season, right? Number three, I keep seeing the media giving credit, not only to themselves, but I keep seeing the media giving credit to women's college basketball as a whole. Look, I am not taking anything away from these young women and what they have accomplished this season. For the first time ever, I watched more of the women's tournament than I watched of the real March Madness. I am not discrediting these young women with what I'm about to say here, but here's the hard truth. Women's college basketball is not more popular than March Madness. Caitlin Clark is more popular than March Madness. Hell, right now, Caitlin Clark is more popular than the NBA. I would say she is more popular than Major League Baseball, but that's not really an accomplishment because everything is more popular than Major League Baseball. I have seen more excitement and viewer engagement watching a group of mimes trying to communicate than the level of excitement I have seen in Major League Baseball. Did you even know that baseball season started? Truth is, Caitlin Clark carried women's college basketball to the pinnacle of success, a pinnacle they will never reach again. The same Caitlin Clark that the mainstream media and the wanker spankers on social media spent the entire weekend trying to destroy. But before we get to these ratings, let's go ahead and get to the sponsor for today's video, the distributors of what I think is the best chocolate in America, my friends at Angelic Imports. Me personally, I have never been a big fan of sweets. I'm not a big snacker. I would rather eat full meals than fill up throughout the day on snacks. But Back in February, I got my wife 65 pieces of Gouffre chocolate from Angelic Imports, and I have been snacking on them ever since. I think I've eaten more than she has. Matter of fact, once her Valentine's gift from me was depleted, I ordered more at the beginning of March and again at the beginning of April. My household, we have become regular consumers of Angelic Imports. The chocolate offered by Angelic Imports, that's not your average gas station candy. Gouffre. It is a gourmet German confection imported directly from the Swiss, French, and German border areas. And it doesn't have to be a holiday for you to enjoy the high-quality chocolate from Angelic Imports. This candy is great to have around in case of emergency. If you do something to piss off your wife and you're trying to get back on her good side, forget about a dozen roses. They'll be dead within a week. For less than $20, you can get her a bag of Gouffre Golden Secrets, which consists of 20 pieces of Gouffre, and will have your wife forgetting about what you did to piss her off in no time. Gouffre is perfect for anniversaries, birthday parties. It would make an excellent gift for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner, or you could have the most popular desk at work. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. This is the best chocolate I have ever tasted. As an added bonus, when you purchase from Angelic Imports, you're supporting a retired veteran in the United States Air Force. Also, be sure to request free samples at checkout and Angela. She'll send you some complimentary pieces. So click the link in the description below. Use my promo code BEHINDTHELINE to receive 10% off your first purchase with Angelic Imports. All right. For some strange reason, I could not find overall ratings for the women's tournament. I had no problem finding ratings for the real March Madness, which averaged about 10 million viewers, but I couldn't find overall composite ratings for the women. Again, I wonder why, but that's okay. That's okay. We'll just compare a couple of rounds in the tournament and look at the ratings for the women's regular season, and I'm pretty sure you'll see the big picture. Sweet 16, men averaged 10.4 million viewers, women 2.4 million. Now, that number is a bit misleading because the women's Sweet 16, they were carried by Caitlin Clark, who pulled almost 7 million viewers for Iowa's matchup against Colorado. The Elite Eight, the men averaged just over 10 million viewers, the women 6.2 million. In the second round of the tournament, I think the men averaged 10 million in the second round too, but in the second round of the tournament, the women averaged 1.4 million. Now, here's what's interesting, though. All six of Caitlin Clark's tournament games, they were broadcast on ESPN or ABC. In those six games, Caitlin Clark averaged 10 million viewers. Of all the other games in the women's tournament, no one else came even remotely close to that average. Caitlin Clark literally matched the real March Madness in the ratings by herself. Now, obviously, the women's championship game absolutely dominated the men. Caitlin Clark drew 18 million viewers compared to 14 million for the dudes. Caitlin Clark, she was going to dominate the men either way. I mean, seriously, can you name a single player on UConn's roster? UConn is back-to-back national champions, and most people, myself included, could not name a single player on the team. Caitlin Clark was going to outdraw the men either way, but the media, they are conveniently overlooking something here. The women's national title game was broadcast Sunday afternoon on ABC. Monday night in prime time, the men, they were broadcast on TNT and TBS. That makes a huge difference when you are comparing ratings. The media, they often use cord cutting as an excuse when talking about declining NBA ratings, but I have yet to see anyone in the media mentioning the fact that the men were broadcast on cable while the women were on network television, free TV. But like I said, it wouldn't have mattered either way. Outside of the Super Bowl, Caitlin Clark in a championship game, that is dominating everything else on television. What I found most interesting here, though, was the regular season ratings for women's college basketball. Last month, ESPN issued a press release highlighting the success of women's college basketball on their networks. Most of Caitlin Clark's regular season games, they were broadcast on Fox or FS1. She didn't have many regular season games on the ESPN family of networks, if she had any at all. Now, if I were to ask you to guess regular season ratings for women's college basketball on the ESPN family of networks without the benefit of Caitlin Clark, what would your estimate be? Well, KC, the women's game is exploding in popularity. They had to average at least 500,000 viewers. 272,000 viewers. Now, just to put that number in perspective, that number is about half of what the WNBA dump averages on ESPN. Now, for games broadcast specifically on ESPN and ABC, women's college basketball averaged 476,000 viewers. The five most watched games of the regular season not featuring Caitlin Clark averaged 1 million viewers, which is a great number. But it's not even close to what Caitlin Clark was averaging on Fox. This so-called popularity in women's college basketball, this is a media-created illusion. I have been telling you guys all season that women's college basketball was top-heavy. The success of women's college basketball directly tied to one star, Katie Rue Clark. And now, that star is retiring from professional basketball. She's trading in her sneakers for a pair of steel-toed boots. She's trading in her headband for a hard hat. And she's getting ready to collect the neighborhood's trash in the WNBA dump. The ride, it was fun while it lasted, but the ride is over. Several of you have asked me how far ratings will fall in women's college basketball next season. Now, in terms of the regular season on ESPN, I doubt ratings fall too much because they're already in the pooper. But for the tournament, I would not be shocked to see ratings decline by 70, 80, maybe even 90%. There were first round games of the women's tournament that were pulling ratings in the low six figures. Now, of course, some of the mainstream media, they are claiming that this level of success is sustainable for the women. Oh, the women will be just fine. We have plenty of stars. We have Camilla Cardoso. We have Paige Buckner. We have Juju. Next season will be great. Yeah, for starters, and this is nothing against those young women, but none of those young women are stars, much less once-in-a-lifetime phenomenons. Juju, she plays on the West Coast. She's playing at USC. In terms of TV ratings for college basketball, she might as well be playing in Siberia. Most of the country will never see her play during the regular season because her games will be tipping off when everyone else is asleep. To make matters even worse, the mainstream media, they are advocating for identifiers to be allowed to compete against women. If that happens, and if Dawn Staley continues advocating for it to happen, it will be the complete and total destruction of women's college basketball. All it's going to take is one player, one bearded Barbara, and the entire country will turn women's college basketball off. Truth is, women's college basketball, it was a nice story this season. Caitlin Clark was a nice story, but the book has ended. Your two biggest stars, hell, your only two stars, they are getting ready to make minimum wage in the WNBA. Who is going to carry the tournament next season? Who is going to draw $3-4 million during the regular season? Who is going to pull $18 million for the national championship? The answer is no one, because it ain't gonna happen. But give me your thoughts on this. Mainstream media claims that women's basketball has surpassed the men in popularity when it could not be further from the truth. Caitlin Clark surpassed the men. Women's college basketball did not. Give me your prediction for next season. How far will the women's ratings fall? 50%, 60, 70, 80? Could we see a triple digit decline? You let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.